You're listening to the Simon Barnett and James Daniels Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Vaughan Cuyo is the president of the Secondary Principal Association. You've probably seen him a lot on the news. He's quite a spokesperson these days. Very good. He's also principal of Papatoetoe High School. Joins us on the line. Hello there, Vaughan.
Kia ora, how are you?
We are very well, mate. Thank you for your time.
Oh, all good.
You've probably seen the Aero report.
I have. I contributed to it, to be perfectly fair. I was one of the people surveyed.
So 45%, I think, was the number I read. 45% of teachers say the behaviour is so bad they want to quit the profession. What on earth can we do about it, Vaughan? And have you noticed in the last 2 years behaviour amongst 15-year-olds getting significantly worse?
Yeah, look, that's a heartbreaking number, isn't it? Because right at the time when we need to be making the profession look as attractive as we possibly can, because we desperately need teachers, every society needs a good quality teaching workforce. It's a heartbreaker that 45% of our teaching workforce feels that way. And to answer your question, we have noticed on the ground that things have not only increased in quantum from a low to medium end in terms of number of antisocial behaviours, but we've also got an increasing acuteness, not in terms of the how bad the behaviour is at the top end when someone's really losing it.
Mm. So we just had a psychologist on, and he said he's not a fan of, you know, a lot of our callers have been saying it's because there's no discipline, there's no consequences for students. They don't suffer anything should their behaviour deteriorate or they assault a teacher or another student. And the psychologist was really interesting, and he said there's a broader issue that goes to their behaviour, and it's that these kids are lacking closeness from the family, they lack structure from the family, they lack a reward sort of system to sculpt their good behaviour. And so they come with all these poor attitudes into the classroom. But where we came unstuck is, what is the consequence that you can give these students that poorly behave? And it seems, do you do? There's something wrong in the system.
Enough. Yeah, so certainly the behaviour you exhibit is not something you're born with. You learn it.
Yeah.
And so if you learn good behaviour, as your children have and as my children have, they turn into pro-social members of society. If all you see is poor behaviour, then that's what you're going to think is the norm, right?
Mm.
And so totally agree with that psychologist's view. But in terms of consequences, there are a fleet of things that are available to us. And at the very sharp and pointy end, you're talking about words starting with S, like stand downs and suspensions. And then you get to ones that start with E, like exclusions and expulsions, which in itself sounds like you're shifting the problem somewhere else. But sometimes those consequences, particularly the exclusion thing, which is where a student under 16 is, for want of a better phrase, kicked out of school, there are some supports that then get triggered from an external agency point of view when exclusions and expulsions can happen. So sometimes that exclusion works to the kid's advantage when they need help.
Right.
And it's that external agency support that is really missing in the sector.
Mm. Hey, Vaughan, we accept that New Zealand school kids around about the age of 15 are badly behaved, full stop. Okay, but why are New Zealand school students worse or more badly behaved than many of those others in the other OECD countries? Why are we worse than the likes of Britain?
That is an exceptionally good question. I don't know. Because certainly when I talk to colleagues who come back in from other jurisdictions, like the UK or the US, the anecdotal evidence that they provide me is that teaching in New Zealand is a lot easier than in those jurisdictions over there. So that's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer to that. But what I do know is that, by and large, particularly in the secondary space where I have my expertise, the vast majority of our kids want to do well, have good support, and do the right thing. There is, however, an increasing number of students who exhibit antisocial behaviours because those important adults in their life, be it their mum, dad, granddad, football coach, volleyball coach, netball coach, whoever, they haven't remained connected enough with them and haven't learnt what pro-social looks like.
Do you find that that parents are less engaged with the school and the students these days?
Yes.
And why is that?
I don't know. There's nothing more challenging for us as a school collectively than to try and engage the disengaged parent. Engaging a disengaged student is sometimes easier than a disengaged family. And so what we need is parents to back the school in the decisions that they're making and angles they're trying to take. Because none of us want to stand down, none of us want to suspend, none of us want to exclude. Generally, teachers are pretty passionate about their gig and want the best for the students that are in front of them. And so having that community buy-in for the work that we're trying to do is so fundamentally important when we're trying to turn antisocial into pro-social.
Vaughan, thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your experience with us. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Vaughan Kuio, President of the Secondary Principals Association, also Principal of Papatoetoe High School. He's a good man.
For more from Simon Barnett and James Daniels Afternoons, listen live to News Talk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.